Okay, we're up to the laws of challah. We're up to the laws of challah. Simin lamid hey. Simin lamid hey. Halacha base. Yesterday we did halacha aleph. Let's know, in fact, let's look at what it says in here in the shi'arim. It's from halacha on the bottom aleph. Let's go to aleph page kuf tzadi ches. The surface of ish. You have to burn the challah in the fire, and the minig is to burn in the same oven where you're going to bake your bread. A woman separated challah, and before she got a chance to burn the challah, and challah you're supposed to give to the kohen. And before she got a chance to burn them, the zman hazeh, we don't give the challah to the kohen because we do not have koyanim miyuchasim, and also they are not in the state of tahara. In order to eat challah, challah is like truma, and truma must be eaten in a state of tahara. Today we are all tamei meis, and there's no way to remove the tumas meis from ourselves, so it's not possible for them to eat it. So we burn it. So my shahaya woman said, "Challah." Before she had a chance to burn the challah, she went out for a moment and she came back and the challah is gone. A mouse, a cat, or some rodent made off with the challah. So the shayla is she allowed to eat the bread? Is she allowed to eat the leftovers? You know, she prepared 20 challahs for all of her relatives. But 20 loaves of bread for Shabbos, for all her relatives. But the only kosher, unless you separate challah. The challah has been taken away by a creature. It is the remainder mutter. So the answer is, of course, it's mutter.
Is it separated or has to be given?
It does not have to be. We don't give it. That's exactly the point. We do not give it. Bisman hazeh, we do not give challah to the kohen because we don't know. We don't know if we have kohen miyuchasim, and they're in any way not tall. They're anyway tall. Anyway clean. So we do not give it. And instead we burn it. It's burnt, but it has to be burnt. What?
Someone does it, the
Marfush Chala. Yes. It's awesome. Yeah, serious business. It's like Tevel.
But it makes...
The Chala is awesome. The product is awesome. The product is awesome. No, the Chala is also to everyone, even a coin. The bread that is, if you have not separated Chala from the dough, the bread is forbidden for consumption for everyone. Absolutely. In Chutz Liaretz, Hafroshas Chala is Midrabanan. Correct. Midrabanan. And even in Eretz Yisrael, we discussed yesterday, many poskim hold that it's also only midrabanan because you don't have the majority of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. That's a Tanai in the laws of challah. You need the majority of Klal Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. And since we do not have a majority, even though some want to question if that's really true, but it's generally accepted that we do not, and therefore even Bisman as in Eretz Yisrael, according to most opinions, it's only midrabanan.
So we have to say
Yeshakaya
that they're not
somebody that the Eminem. Oh, come on. Let's not go like that. So here we have a Shaila here. So the animal So here's our Shaila. So look, so the question is, does she have to separate Chala a second time? The answer is no. Giving challah, there are really, when you break down the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah can be broken down into two parts. Mitzvah hafrasha, mitzvah nesina l'koyin. There's a mitzvah to separate challah, and there's a mitzvah to give challah. Bizman hazeh, we cannot possibly give. If we had a situation where we actually are giving the challah to the kohen, and we separate challah, and a cat takes it away, then the kohen has been denied his portion. So then you can argue you should separate challah a second time so that the kohen will get his portion. But bizman hazeh, the kohen anyway is not getting his portion. So the only aspect of hafrasha schal that we are fulfilling bizman hazeh is the act of hafrasha, is the act of separation. To separate the bulk of the dough from the part that's meant to have been given to the kohen. Yeah?
Another way of looking at it, though, is that the animal has taken care of the problem of disposal, which is the point of burning.
But that's not the proper way. The takana is
no,
to burn it.
But it's inadvertent, right? Of course. You don't.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Indirectly,
he has disposed of it for us. I guess you have to look at it like that. So there are two mitzvahs: mitzvah hafrasha, mitzvah nesina. The koyin bezman shahoyu mekaimim shetite shtehen. in the Bizman when they were Kohanim and was given that you can fulfill both, then you would be required to separate a second time. Then you would be required to separate Challah a second time, so the Kohen should not be denied what is rightfully his. Avol Bizmanenu, in our time, She'ein Mekayimim Rak Mitzvahs Hafrasha, we only fulfill the aspect of give, of separating. V'achakach Sarfin, Kevan She'isha Zo Hirima Chalasa, since she did actually separate Chala, Kvar Ki Kaima HaMitzvah Shebiyada, V'niftaroch Isa, the dough is exempt, the dough has been rectified. V'einu Tzricho Lachsor Lahafir, she no longer needs to separate a second time. So that's the halach, that if the Chala gets lost before we have a chance to burn the challah, it's not necessary to give the challah, to separate challah again. That only would have been necessary if the challah would have been actually given to the kohen. Okay, halacha beis. Kama shir ha'isa she'yischai v'chal. You only chayv to give challah when you have a certain amount of dough. Reish ha'risa sechem tin, you have to have an eifa, a serious ha'eifa. What are the modern measurements of eifa? Kol shenase b'chamesh. First of all, it only comes certain types of wheat, only from the five minim. We learned that yesterday. Only chayv the five wheats. Kol shenase b'chamesh esrevim kemach. A 5/4 means a kav, and a quarter kemach. Vehem, the Gemara makes a calculation which equals mem gzuntad mem gimel beitzim v'chomesh beitza. 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. Now, what is the size of an egg? Big question. No one really knows what is the size of an egg. Halacha l'maisa, according to the best of our calculations, it's between 2 and 5 pounds of flour. So what we do is, if you have anything less than about 4.5, if it's between 2 and 4.5, you mafresh challah without a bracha. If it's between anything above about 4.5, we make a bracha. It's accepted to make a bracha. 4.5 pounds of flour. That's a lot.
Yes.
That you can make quite a bad. What?
Flour, because it used to be 5 pounds.
Yes.
Bag. Now they.
Oh, they changed the amount of flour in bags?
Four. Now it's the same bag.
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So four is. Four is not enough. You know, four is not. It has to be more than four.
So that you can hold it.
Right. So they can change the price.
Right?
Four is not enough. Four.
Why do women make so much challah? Make so much challah?
To make a bracha. That's true. Yeah. That's definitely true.
They challah coming through my nose. But they don't have to bake it all. They don't have to bake it all. They can put some of the dough away.
Well, I don't know about that.
You need to make a bracha. It's a big thing. People would go to Rebbetzin Knievsky in Eretz Yisrael. It was a big a craze, a skula. They would go to Rebbe Zakanievsky, and they mafresh challah, they make the dough, and they mafresh challah, make a bracha. Before you mafresh, you're supposed to give tzedakah. There's a minhagim, there are minhagim. Before you mafresh challah, you have a pushka. You put in a few coins of money for tzedakah. You're supposed to wash your hands. You should have clean hands, not just clean hands. It should be clean, obviously, touching food, but it should be ritually clean. You don't make a bracha until it's yedayin. And you make the bracha, like we learned yesterday, you make the bracha and you mafresh challah.
Oh, somebody asked the question, they were right. Because they were mafresh challah and the plant owners were making all the stuff that had challah, you know, dough in it. So they were mafresh. But then somebody said, do you mafresh challah when you're making kishfa? And everybody said,
because
you have all that dough that you use, all the flour you're using when you make kishfa. You make an enormous amount to make an oven.
Right, but it's not being baked. It's not being, is that, it's not called being baked, it's being cooked.
Started doing it, the
process
made them do it.
Only without a bracha, though. Because that's what he's going to discuss. If you're not going to bake it, if the dough is not going to be baked, the dough is going to be fried, or it's going to be cooked. What?
Baked.
The kishka's baked?
Baked.
Yeah, not absolutely cooked.
It's not it's like, on a tree in an oven.
Really? Uh-huh. Okay, then you include, that's right.
They make dough, they must make
batter, so it depends on the type of batter. Pretzels is not necessarily, well, yes, so you do have to make, absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to come, we're going to discuss some of the issues. Okay, let's see what it says over here inside. So the shiri is 43 and the third.
It's only by Bishop Yisrael. Let's say a guy makes
it. No, right.
You're better off buying pretzels that are not
buying. Why? You're buying pretzels. That's another reason why there's a mile in buying and not eating pas palter. Because when you eat pas Yisrael, you have a mile that it's holy bread.
But you got to make sure that the guy knows to take challah.
Oh, you're right. Correct. You have to assume.
There was a story back. There was chocolate that had a hashgacha from three, four hashgachas. And two hashgachas decided to drop out. And the third hashgacha didn't bother to check for Pesach. Then
Okay, there are always stories like that. But generally speaking, okay, let's go back to the halacha. So this is law 43 and a fifth. Again, anything less than 2 pounds flour, you do not need to do anything. It's less than the shir l'chol hadeis. The only time you have to have at least a shir that's, according to some opinions, is the requisite shir. And it's anything less than 2 pounds, l'chol hadeis does not equal, and any sized egg you want to consider, it's not going to equal to 43 eggs and a fifth. However, once you get to already 2.5 pounds, technically speaking, that might equal, according to some opinions, 43 and a fifth eggs. You must separate challah, but without a bracha. 4.5 pounds, you already can make a bracha. Okay, next, halacha gimel. Hamatzos, now there's another halacha. When are you mafresh challah? So we learned yesterday you mafresh challah either from dough, or you can also mafresh challah after the product has been finished, been baked. You make all of your loaves of bread, and then you separate one loaf or a piece on behalf of all of the loaves of bread which you have baked. So you can separate it when it's already baked. The minig is, when it comes to matzah, they separate the hachala after they finish baking. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That they don't do it in advance. You told me it's because of the delay. You don't want to give any time for the dough to rise. You don't want to start having kavana and the same machine. What? Yes, what you say?
Yeah.
Afterwards.
Have time before.
Have time, because you don't want to, especially, you know, you have to have kavana, and you have to put money in the pushka, and you have to wash your hands.
A lot of the matzahs you throw away. The matzahs don't work out good if you have.
Yeah, but you still have. So that counts. We have to afrosha.
Anyway.
You have to maisa afrosha. There's a lot of rules. It's very complicated.
Right.
It's not a good thing to be mafresh challah after the product is done, because as we're going to see now, they have to be all collected in one location.
But you also make sure that they have a shear when they collect it afterwards. So you're talking about a lot of matzahs that happen there.
A lot of matzahs, right? Okay, so it's very complicated. It's not the ideal thing to do, but being that when you're preparing matzah, there's no time. You don't want it to become chametz. You're in a rush, so we wait to mafresh challah until it's done. But technically speaking, this could have the same rule applies when you're dealing with regular loaves of bread. If you forget to be mafresh challah when you bake, you have a dough, you put it in, you separate it into loaves, and you make baked bread, and then I have separate challah. So no big deal. So you could separate the challah now when you finish with the bracha. However, you have to put everything together in one big utensil. That's what he describes over here. Hamatzah shayfim lepesach afapi shebuchol iso b'fnei atzma lo ho yeshir challah. Even though each loaf of bread itself does not have a shir challah, mikol makom kevan shemanich moisam l'soch kli echad. When you finish baking the matzah, you put all the matzahs in one large utensil. Hakli mitzarfa, and the kli joins them together. The chayav mechala. Period. Now, when you do this, you have to be very careful to make sure all of the matzos are in one utensil. V'tzrichim la'ashkiach sheyukol ha-matzos munochos besoch ha-kli, on the inside. It's not enough to take a kli and have them stacked. That's no good. That's not called considered to be that it's one utensil. V'yafo pi shekitzas min ha-matzah besoch ha-kli, or kitzas in bol beletas chutz the kli, gam kein mitzarfos. That's okay. If one matzah is partially inside, partially outside, that's okay. Aval im matzos shleimos munochos rak l'malah, they're stacked. V'loy b'soich ha-kli einan mitzdarfos. So it's no good. Now here he says a very big chumah which is not accepted b'zman hazeh. I looked into this yesterday. It's not accepted. V'afilu kiso oisam b'mapo loy mahani. So what do they do in the matzah baking factories? So what are the people, it's very common.
Then
he puts underneath it. He put the paper underneath it.
Right.
But he says, but some even do this. Halach l'maisa, I think with Mekel, that if you just take a shmata, and you cover the matzos, the garment, or the shmat, and you cover the matzos in a piece of paper, that automatically is mitzaref, joins them all together, where you can now separate one matzah or whatever you need to separate on behalf of the entire mixture. Dafilu, he says you should not do that. Dafilu kisa is some b'mapa loy mahani avol imaniach. He says what you can do is you can have a piece of paper underneath. If you have a piece of paper underneath and you have something on top, avol imaniach matzos bisadin. If you put the matzah on underneath a piece of paper and in addition the mechasa is some gam kain im hasadin, the paper wraps over on top. It's all included. Then nechshav hasadin k'may kli umitzdarfan. They all join together. The afsha be'emsan migulim, even though that in the center they are exposed, it's okay, as long as since they're technically all wrapped up in this one thing and nothing is being boiled on top, it is okay. Raki zo shalote matzah shlemu chutz lekisa, make sure no single matzah is outside of the covering, and b'diavad you can make a bracha and you can be mafresh matzah, and that simply is how it's done today in the matzah making factories. After the matzah finished, all put together in one large area, and they're all covered with a large type of a paper, and it's all included, and then they make the bracha and they separate one matzah on behalf of all of the matzos as challah. It seems done after the batch.
They do it a couple times.
After each batch, because how many matzahs already can you do? You're not going to go take all the boxes. You're not going to go take all the boxes and put a big. They do it after batches, it seems. You have to really. Every matzah factory probably is different.
They do it right away.
The machine mats, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. It's a very interesting thing. They have every matzah factory is very different. I grew up and I was a little kid. I used to go. My uncle used to take us there. We used to go to Shatz and Matzah over here in Cortelia. So I used to watch. I was fascinated the first time I saw it. Then years later, not so long, about 2-3 years ago, I saw a video, fascinating video, a modern ultra high tech matzah factory here somewhere in New Jersey, and completely different from beginning to end in the way that the hand matzah, not talking about machine matzah, completely different how they prepare the whole process than the way I remember it being done in Shatz and Matzah factory. Even recently I was there, I went in and I watched them make matzah.
There's another reason they take the challah afterwards.
Yeah.
Because this way you can't work out with matzahs until they were matzah challah.
So you're going to steal the matzahs.
So a lot of people come in and they
crop the matzahs.
This way,
interesting. It's a protection from geza.
This is a gula.
But matzah has to be lochem. If you take the matzah without paying for the matzah, you're loyotza. So that I'm not worried about. The more worried about the tum of the tire, the more worried about ritzicha, like the Gemara says. Okay. Halacha dal. Now, I don't really know what this means. You explain this to me. I struggle with this. I don't know what this means. I'm not a baker. So'or shenoy lemino isa kedei lechametz ba'isa acheres. When you prepare dough, some of the dough becomes very
yeasty. Right.
So some of the dough becomes, you want to take from that dough, you want to accelerate the process. You don't want to sit around and wait a whole day for the dough to rise, even though technically it rises after 18 minutes, but sometimes to rise to the point that you're satisfied, take a very long time. So you want to accelerate the process of the leavening of the dough. So what do? Yeast causes it to rise immediately. So how do you have yeast? You can make your own yeast. You just let the dough sit down for a very long time. You let the dough sit, and part of the dough itself turns into yeast.
They have yeast starters that are
right.
It says on itself, right.
But I'm saying you have your so'or, shenoy leminho yeast, so kedei lechametz ba'isa acheres. This is the starter. So you have to all separate. So when do you make the bracha? Tzrichin likach koidem shemafrish nachala. You have to remove that before you mafrish chala. I don't really understand what the significance of this. I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what this means. When it comes to dough, if you're going to, you're preparing dough, and you're going to be mafrish chala from this batter, and you're first going to separate yeast from this yeast to use to start up other dough, you should separate it before you mafresh challah on this bag that you have in front of you. But sometimes you use the yeast for a different, you don't use it to make other dough, you use it to make a drink. And that you should take after you mafresh challah. Different types of uses for the yeast. If the yeast is going to be used, it's going to be used to make other dough, then you have to separate it first. If you're going to use this yeast for not for other dough, then don't separate it. First make the bracha, l'afrash eschal, and separate it later on. Okay, I'm not sure the reason why this is so. I don't know. Halacha Beis in the bottom, we're not going to do because this is giving different calculations which are totally outdated. Talking about pints and about all these different measurement units which we're not familiar with. Okay, let's go to Halacha Hey. Halacha Eliachar Pesach, Shlechim Tzor Mimen Yehudi, Lachamitz Boi Isa, Tzrichin Lizor Lachafesh Chala Yoyser Gedol Mimash Shahoya Hasor. You have to separate a larger piece. Why? I'm not sure. I don't understand the rules of yeast. There's something I'm missing about yeast. It comes from a larger batter. Okay, maybe we'll come back to it if I can figure it out. But let's go further for now. Vav. If you're preparing a dough and you're not going to bake, this is an important halacha. If you're preparing a dough and the dough is not going to be used for baking, the dough is going to be used for cooking or for frying, then mafrish and chala, but you do not make a bracha. However, if you're going to use some of the dough for baking and the other part of the dough for cooking or for frying, that's okay. Then you can be mafrish chala with the bracha. That's important because a lot of doughs today are not used. They're not used for baking. They're used to make all different types of broths for cooking and who knows what.
Bagels.
Oh, because bagels are not really, really cooked. Bagels are halacha. So boiling is in halacha. What is halacha? Boiling is called cooking, right? Isn't that what it's called in halacha? So what do they? What do they do in the bagel factory? I don't know. What do they?
Some bake it after they.
They make part of it. They make a small amount and they bake with a small amount.
Some boil and some boil and bake.
Do both. Okay, I don't know.
Yes.
I do not know. Let's go to the next halacha. Halacha Zion.
If you hold, yeah. Anyone hold that the Chosaretz Chal is the Raisa?
That's a real.
No, thing. No one holds the Raisa.
Boiled.
Dunkin' Donuts also boiled
that.
They fried pure frying. Okay, I don't know. Halacha Zion. If the dough is kneaded with eggs or mayperos, there's no water. It's a mezonos roll. Mezonos roll does not have yeshba kamos seikos. You definitely do not make a bracha. And many hold you don't need the mafresh challah altogether. The only mafresh challah when it's mixed with certain types of liquid, which include yayin is okay. Well, no one does that today. No one makes dough with only with wine and grape juice. Water, of course, water. There are other liquids. I don't remember what they are. But no, apple juice not. That's specifically if you go and make with neperos, you do not. If the neperos, the apple juice has water mixed inside, that's a different story. It's concentrate. It's not the real apple juice. There's other ingredients mixed inside that, and that will be a whole different child. That might be that you do. That's what it says over here. Then you can yesh by kamis vekos v'lchein tzoch la'ar b'yisa b'shas li'shak tzas mayim ha'cholav, a small amount of water and milk, like dvash, dvarim, or honey. These are the liquids. These are the liquids which are chayiv oyayin oshem and zayis to oz mafrish mimena chalav bracha. He says the liquids. These are the liquids which require you to be mafrish chalav with the bracha. Water, milk, bee honey, wine, and oil. These five are the only liquids which are mechayiv you to make a bracha, to be mafresh challah with a bracha. If you need a dough with anything other than these liquids, there is no chayiv to be mafresh with a bracha. What happens if you have a mix? If you have a mix, a little amount, then you can. That's also good enough. That's what he says over here. If you add a little bit of these five liquids to a fruit juice, then you can make a bracha. Ches. Mitzvah safrosh eschalosh shaycha l'isha bala sabayis. It's her mitzvah. Why? It's a tikkun for the chet eitz hadas. Adam was the chala shel olam. Hashem made the world, and what did Hashem do? Hashem took some of the earth and he mixed it with water. Man is called a dough. Man is Hashem made a whole world, and Hashem was mafresh chala. Took a little dough, a little water, kneaded it together, blew the spirit.
He was mafresh chala.
Hashem was mafresh chal Adam. Along came Chava, and Chava poisoned man. She poisoned man by giving him deeply Eitz Hadas. So Chava ruined, she destroyed Hashem's Chala. Therefore, for the rest of her life, her existence, she has to do tikkun, rectification. And that rectification is, it's now her mitzvah to be mafresh challah min o'isa, and to make a bracha, and to remember when she's mafresh the challah, how could it be that I was so mean to my husband? Now I have to be good to him. This is what, why it's her mitzvah. So let's say the wife is not home. Therefore, the halacha is that you're preparing dough. The husband is not allowed to. He's not allowed to chap. The husband wants to prepare the dough for, wants to prepare the bread for a Shabbos. He's in a rush, and his wife is not home yet. It's too bad. Be patient. You have to wait for your wife to come home. You have no right to take away her mitzvah to make the bracha. It's her mitzvah. You have no right to steal the mitzvah from her. However, if she is not home, and by the time she comes home, it's going to be too late, then you have no choice. Then you can do it. Ah, im ha'isha ina be'besa v'yesh lochosh ki be'oit shetava t'skalka lo'isa do geruun oz yichoy lehi gam ha'misha reses, the servant, assuming it's a Jewish woman, or him, or Adam Acher Lahafish, someone can be mafish on her behalf. Test. Shach Lahafish Chalabir Shabbos. B'chut Solaris, where it's only a mitzvah bin the Rabbanan. Eichlam Shabbos, so what you can do is, since in Bizman Azed it's only chutz, it's only mid Rabbanan, according to all opinions, if you've got the mafish challah, and you have on your dining room table loaves of, you have the nice challahs, and you have guests, and if you go and you tell them, we're sorry, we can't eat it because we're not mafish challah, it's going to be very embarrassing, you can go and you can eat it. With, as long as you set aside something in the kitchen that you're going to set aside later in the evening. Eichlam Shabbos, manichin chaticha achas, you leave over a piece of mafish from your men challah, but when it's a Shabbos, the Shabbos, you set aside that as challah. However, when you set aside from Mitzvah Shabbos, you just can't set aside a piece. You have to set aside two pieces. So one piece should be the challah on the shira. And part of challah is there has to be noticeable that there are leftovers. If you eat up the entire challah and you just leave over a kezayis, the smallest amount of challah that's going to be set aside, that's invalid. Because the whole purpose of challah is, I mean, mafresh challah, by I'm going to set aside this, and there is a remainder. It's critical that there would be a remainder to show that the challah is being separated from this. But if you eat up everything that you have, and the only thing that's left over is going to be a one small piece, which is the kezayis, and then you designate that as challah, that is invalid because there are no shirayim. So when you leave off from Mitzvah Shabbos, Trichu Shadehei Chaticha Kedei L'Hafresh and Challah, the yafresh mimeno oid chulin, and the shor mimeno chulin, should remain some leftover, the beinim shir shireha nikarn, it's required that the leftovers are noticeable. Period. Now what happens if it's Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and you're from those who are eating real chametz on Shabbos? Not only that, you actually bake your own bread, your own bulkas for Shabbos, and you have got to be mafresh challah, you can't wait until Mitzvah Shabbos, because Mitzvah Shabbos is Pesach, it's Chomesh, Ola Pesach. So you're in a lot of trouble. What do you do? Never Pesach, Shchal, Yisbe Shabbos, Ushchachoy, and you forgot the half of Shchalim and Achalish, Sha'afu Lichvot Shabbos, Yesh Bezem Mevucha Gedoyla. There is a great, what's a good word for Mevucha? You're in a lot of trouble. What?
Quandary.
A quandary? Okay, what to do in this situation? Al kein tzorch kol ish li zorbe of Shabbos. You have to remember of Shabbos lahaskir al hafresh shchala. In that situation, is a very big question what to do, and just don't get into that shaila. And also, every Shabbos you should be careful that you should mafresh shchala before Shabbos begins, either on the dough or on the loaves of bread, so you don't have a problem doing this. Let's see Shabbos in halacha.
What do you do?
You don't need it. You throw out the whole thing. You know, because you don't eat challah. Yeah, you go to your neighbor. The best thing would be is not to eat. Just throw out the whole thing in the garbage. Because to eat, you can't. Because you have to be mafresh challah. To rely on it for later on, to rely on to be mafresh challah later on, you can't. That's impossible. It's Yom Tov. So you want to be mafresh challah. The only solution is to be mafresh challah on Shabbos itself. So why can't? That might be a solution, because it's only...
What do you do with the piece of challah? You can't be mavazeh. So unless you give it to a Kayan's animal to eat, that's your problem.
Oh, you flush that, so right. So
you flush it in the toilet.
You can burn it, so it's a no-win situation. So the solution is... Okay, let's see what it says over here, Gimel. Now here's a very interesting shalia, so some very nice things over here. Halacha and the Gimel on the bottom. Mafrish mimen chala bebrocha, ein b'ramah, b'machala, b'machala, shefrisha chozhev nesav b'isa. This happens. This is not so uncommon. When you mafresh challah, and then before you turn around, instead of the cat taking away the challah falls back into the dough. Or even a small teeny mashu, some of the challah falls back into the original batter. What do you do? Then you have a taruvis of challah and chulin. It's worse than a taruvus of basal b'chalav. Basal b'chalav is batal b'shishim. Non-kosher is batal also in the tam in shishim. But challah requires 100 times more chulin than challah. So the solution is, if you have bittul, it's more than 100 times, okay, fine. But let's say we have ein bo kuf aleph, k'dei levatel, we don't have 100 times more to mevatel the challah, yishal l'chacham alecha, so you be matir neder. The same way there's a concept, you make a vow, you go to Chacham Matan Neder, there's something called She'ela B'Kodesh. I made something holy, I was makdish a piece of property to the Beis HaMikdash, I have charata. You go to the Chacham, and you tell the Chacham, it was a mistake, I really did not, had I known these facts, I never would have been makdish this object to the Beis HaMikdash, I want to change my mind. So the Beis HaMikdash says, mutulach, 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 and automatically the hekdish has been reversed. The same thing is true when it comes to challah. You are mafresh challah, but the mafresh challah you've given its sanctity, and now it gets mixed inside your taruvis, and you don't have 100 times more chulin than challah to make a bottle. You go to the chacham, you tell the chacham, I have charata that I was mafresh challah. Had I known that my hafrasha would, what I was set aside, would have gotten mixed into the original dough and made everything aser, I would never I would have been mafresh challah. So the Chacham says, mutulach, 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 it's as if you were never mafresh challah. That piece of dough that you separated has no sanctity, it's all chulin, and now you have to separate all over again. Now, two very big problems with that. Number one, by going to the Chacham and telling Chacham I have charata, and he annuls your Kedusha, the beautiful Lomdash Shaila, doesn't that retroactively make the bracha you made originally a bracha levatola? Bishlam, when you're learning Masechta Temura, Masechta Tanit, and you say, I want this animal to be Hegdish. Did you make a bracha? There's no such bracha anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that you make a bracha. Asher Kedushan, the Mitzvah Yisvan. You make a bracha on the carbon when you eat. There's no bracha. Okay. I gevalt, I didn't want to be makdish this animal is too expensive, I really want to be makdish that animal. You go to the Chacham says, would you have done this, had you known? No, okay, mutulach, mutulach, mutulach. No harm done, the world goes on. But here you made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher kidashanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu l'hafrish challah min ha'isa. And now I go to the Chacham, 10 minutes later, you know what happened? Emergency got mixed into my batter of dough, and everything is mixed up. I won't have charata. Okay, you have charata. By you having charata now, not the second time, that's it. By you having charata now, retroactively, the bracha you made was a bracha levatola. So who gives the Chacham the right to be shoyal on your head dish when you're retroactively going to have a bracha levatola? Powerful question. That's what he discussed. He says,
well, it's a derisa, it's
so he says, no, even if it's a derabanan, what's the difference? You made a bracha. Bracha is a bracha. The Rabbanan told you to make a bracha. You're not going to make a bracha levatala. You're doing something the Rabbanan told you to do. This is part of the rules of Achala. No, so who says the Rabbanan have a power to be matter in a situation when you already made a bracha that was chal l'shem shemayim? It's a bracha levatala. You can't do. So he says a tremendous chiddush. He says it's not a bracha levatala. It's an incredible concept. There's something called you can go back retroactively, you can do these things, but b'shas maisa, when you made the bracha, you were doing the mitzvah. Now you have a problem, you're going to be shoyal on the hegdish. It's an incredible concept. It doesn't take away one bit, one mashu of the kedusha, the bracha you made originally. It's not a bracha levatala. And he gives an example for me. I'll just tell you also quickly. I give an example is when a person is mispalel in mekabel tainus chaloim. I'm going to fast today, so you recite a whole nusach in the Shemona Esrei, in the mincha. You have to be mekabel tainus in Shemona Esrei the day before, or private, and the next day you wake up and you're not feeling well. So there's halacha. If you don't want, you don't have to do it today. You can do it the next day. You can if you have a good reason, you can borrow. Pay it off another time. But that means yesterday when I dava mincha, I was mafsik. I said something in my Shemona Esrei which was nonsense. It's not true. I'm not going to fulfill what I said in the Shemona Esrei. Doesn't matter. But Shas Maisa, you were sincere. If you were sincere, it was a valid Shemona Esrei, which does not constitute a hefsik. Now you have an issue. Okay, so you don't have to fast today. You'll fast another time and you'll make another Kabbalah. Retroactively, it's not going to be considered to be a hefsek in the Shemona Esrei.
Mashiach comes in Tisha B'Av, and you
You already said nacha in an anenu. It's not a hefsek.
Why? That's not. That's different. I don't know if that's the same. Similar. But this is a very beautiful idea that you made a bracha. You made a bracha. You mean shel hegdish. So what? It doesn't take away from the bracha. Does not oikel l'mafreya the kedusha. That's ish. That even is another issue, which is a very big machlekes. And Rav Simcha Budim Kohn, he paskin said not like from. He has long footnote on this issue. Do you make a bracha a second time? You mafre shchala on the dough, right? You mafre shchala on the dough. You have a batter of dough. Mafre shchala. You make a bracha. Now you go to the chacham and you say afcharata because it got mixed up again. Okay, mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. You have to be mafre shchala a second time. When you mafre shchala a second time, you make another bracha. Chassam Sofer says definitely. Why not? It's chulin. You show behavior, which is chulin. Other poskim aren't so thrilled.
Either if you don't make it. And what are you like if you do make
it's
it?
Only Midi Rabbana. First right. of all, it's only Midi Rabbana. So Chazal, you already, the whole Hafrasha is anyway not a real Hafrasha. It's enough, you did it once. You did it once, you did it, you were shoyal, okay? To go do the second time, it's already too much. Halacha L'mayis, Rav Simcha Budim Kohn Paskin say you don't make a bracha. He says there are enough poskim that he's researched that hold you don't make a bracha. The best thing is not to make a bracha. Why suffik derabbanan? It's not a suffik savada. You were shel behegdish. Okay, with this thought in mind, let's see what he says. Mafrishim imena chal bebracha. Ayn b'ramo be'im chal hishafisha chosha v'nisar b'nitzav. Ayn b'kufal k'di levatla. Yishal l'chocham. You go to the chocham. Yishal. Olev v'yatu loy k'neder. Be mat like a neder. V'yatu reizav chelik olof. The two results you can't do. You can't go to the Chacham to be mati neder. The world follows the sheet of Shamo. You can show behegdish. Shemahani ba sheila that it works. You separate the Chachal a second time. You don't make a second bracha. Why? Because the two results here is the lamedness. Because the two results holds, you don't want to do it. The sheila doesn't work. Okay, he holds that the she'ela does not work. Could be the reason why the she'ela does not work is because you're not she'el on mitzvahs. That's another very big issue. Can you be she'el on a mitzvah? You can be she'el on a davar, on something which is not a necessarily a mitzvah. Here this is a mitzvah, it doesn't work. The abrachos, eina, ma'akvos, ma'mela, since according to the Torah, you should not do it. If you should not do it, it doesn't work. And therefore, it's like as if you never took it, you already did it. So now make another bracha. It's a bracha levatala because it doesn't work. The Chassam Sofer, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Simcha Budim Kohn, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, you should make a bracha. Kishamafish Shainis, Vigam Kosav Sham, the Kishol Lafrosh, Meizetam Shiye, Ainich Shash Labrocha Yushaina. Then he discussed the other issue, the first issue that we discussed. That when you make the Shaila, what about the first bracha? He made three bracha Levatola. That's not an issue. Shakahi Hafrosh Ashal, Shaisa Levatol, Shakahi Hafrosh Ashal, Shesh Lakoyach Lishal Leha. It's not a bracha levatola. The ayin b'mishvat teit tzedek shekosav gam kein b'keid kach tekevan d'bishas ha-bracha hoysa ha-frosha kedin. Since at that moment what you were doing was correct, ein kan beis michush levracha levatola v'chein chasav v'hashash the ha-bracha rishona ein levatola v'hoysav oid kishamafish pam shenis ein levarich shenis. He also says not to make a second bracha v'yoytze b'bracha. Now look what he says. He has a whole different time. You know why you don't make a bracha? Look what he says. Yoytze with the bracha you made the first time. A whole different lumdus. I made a bracha already. So that bracha is mamshech. It continues. Oh, I had a conversation in the middle. So what? The bracha is still active.
The question is the bracha on the act or the bracha on the result?
The bracha l'chayr is on the act. On the act. So the act, it's not really cancelled. It's just there was a delay. There was a delay, it got mixed, and you have to redo it. So you're still in the act. You're still, the bracha is still active. It's not yet expired.
Is there a halacha of ein mevatlin iser lechatchila by kachin?
Ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. You're not being mevatlin.
So you can add another...
More dough. No, you're not allowed to do that. That's not something you do. You're not mevatlin lechatchila.
But this is clutching.
Even though you did other things, it doesn't matter. and your mafsik b'emes mitzvah, it's not a problem. Okay, then it comes, the last thing he says over here is when it comes to who makes the bracha, it's shaycha l'ha'isha, balas abayis, memela kishira davar b'chala, k'goyin sh'nis arva, sh'yeshtigun al yidei sh'eila, there's a very nafkmina halacha he's telling us. The nafkmina halacha is that since the one that has the obligation to be mafreshchal is the isha, in a situation where there's a taruvis, it gets back mixed into the datter, and you want to go to the chacham to be shoyel. You want to go to the chacham to be shoyel on the who's the one that has to go to the chacham. The wife has to go, not the husband, because it's her mitzvah. So in a situation where the challah gets mixed into the dough and there needs to be a she'ela, she goes. If she can't go, she should appoint her husband as her agent. But if she does not appoint her husband as the agent, the husband does not have the authority to be shoyel on a neder, on a hegdish that's not his. The ayin b'shashul chasam sofer de bein ashliach ben balvayis lechem l'shul alachala umiyoyis toiv sheyish alu shneim ashliach v'gam balvayis, that they should both ask with shus sheyish alu shneim, they both should ask the shliach v'gam habalabayis. Okay, so I guess you have to. The ideal thing to do is that the isha should ask. If not, should at least appoint him as a shliach. All right, so that pretty much concludes the laws of Afrashas Challah. Maybe next week we'll do a little bit more if I can find some more source material on the laws of Afrashas Challah. Okay, let's take a break.